Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing I'll Fly Away, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled For His Glory, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 25.
I think we just need to understand today that we're in the presence of the Lord, and this is the most exciting place on earth you can be, is in the house of God, worshiping Him. We're going back. We're going to sing all three verses again. Cynthia, throw them on the screen. Come on, church, let's get excited. We serve a great and mighty God. Amen. Some glad
morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll
believe you got one more. I'll fly away in you. Come on now, put your hands together and sing with me. Oh, and I'll fly away. Have you considered how God brought you up out of the mess that you were in? Have you considered how God let the sun come up that you could live on His earth and breathe His oxygen and go through this day and rejoice to the glory of God that our God's a great and mighty God? Amen. Amen. Have you considered what God's done for you? And if He didn't do nothing else but pluck you out of the hand of Satan and write your name in heaven and give you a blessed assurance, hallelujah, that's enough to shout about, amen. Praise God. Today I believe God wants us to shift from self-pity to God's purpose. And folks, God created you by His power to use you for His purpose. Let me give you three quick points. I don't have a poem. Maybe Jack's got one, but I'm fresh out of it. God knows when He wants to use you. You got to get this fact today. God knows when He wants to use you today. And God has a specific timetable for your life. So in the timetable of creation, there were 6 days of creative acts. On the seventh day, the Bible says God did what? He rested. So you take those, you split those days, days 1, 2, 3, days 4, 5, 6. Now, in days 4, 5, and 6, if you'll read that carefully, you'll find the Lord creates and fills what He created in days 1, 2, and 3. You go back and you read that and that creative acts, then God in 4, 5, and 6 of Genesis 1, He fills that creation with what He creates. So in Genesis 1, 14 through 16 is how and why about the two great lights. The two great lights provide what? They provide God's timing. See, God's a God who's always on time. He is always on time. And so therefore, the two great lights provide this timing. God's light creates light to bring order. Amen. I don't know about you, but if you're always in darkness, there's disorder. There's confusion. But God brings order through light. Remember Solomon's words in Ecclesiastes 3:1. He says, to everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. Amen. So timing is everything in God's economy. Now our problem is we get ahead of God. We try to get in that position. We try to push God through. I'm so glad that God still prevails. Because there's been times in my life, if I'd gotten my way, my God, I'd have gotten a whole lot worse trouble than I already had. I'm glad God's an on-time God every time. See, we have a part of our human nature that wants things to happen when? Yesterday. Amen. I mean, we go through the drive-ins and they're still not quick enough. Amen. I mean, they nuked that thing before you got to the window and it's still not quick enough. Amen. Everything's in a hurry-up-and-do-it world. I mean, our computers are too slow. Not enough of this and not enough of that. I want something to go instant. Our cars are not fast enough, and you ought to thank God for that. Amen. Everything's in a hurry-up world. You go to the doctor. You're sitting in the waiting room 4 hours. That is a long time. But understand, God in His timing works everything out. He's an on-time God every time. So even Jesus employed this, as He said several times, my time has not yet come. You read through the Word and you'll find those words. However, when Jesus approached the cross, He said, the time has come that the Son of Man must lay down His life for the sinner. Amen. And so this is what Paul was saying in Romans 5:6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, God died for the ungodly. Amen. So it's God's purpose and time for His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for the ungodly sinner. Man, I'm glad I didn't get what I deserve. And I'm glad Jesus was willing to go to the cross and to bear it all and to take it all and to die for it all. But thank God, I'm glad that He arose victorious over it all. Amen. And we've got such a mighty God on our side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God has created you specifically for His purpose and today with His power for a specific thing. In every day, in every thought of events that happens in our lives that we are faced with in tragedies or whether it's in triumphs, whether it's in burdens or whether it's in blessings, God is preparing you or teaching you a purpose that He has for your life. Never forget Romans 8:28, and we know. Thank God we know. Didn't guess about it, didn't hope about it, didn't think about it, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Amen. So God's got a plan and a purpose in your life. He wants to work it. Why don't you get out the way so God can do what He wants to do? Why don't you get out of the way so God can bless you greater than you've ever been blessed? Come on, church. Amen. Our problem is we get in God's way. And I tell you what, God is not going to step around you or over you. God's going to wait for you to see what you need to do to get in His purpose and His plan for your life. So it's in those places that God has a purpose and a plan. And it's those places you can discover that you can't, but God can. So this is where God shapes you, and this is where God uses you, and this is where God brings you. And the children of Israel went through that for 40 years of discovering the purpose. It could have been an 11-day learning session, but they would not listen to God. They would not follow His purpose. They kept going back to their sorry, low-life, sinful ways. And friend, it took 40 years to them to get to the blessing. God doesn't want you wandering in the wilderness of this world trying to get to the blessing when the blessing is already there for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We've got to believe as Christians that God's timing is perfect. If we believe God's timing then is perfect, then we have no right to complain about where we are and what we're going through and what we're in. Well, what do I do, Pastor? You do this. What you do is you wait and you trust the Lord. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Amen. So today, listen, God is your source of help. God is your source of grace today. And that is always in the time of need. Let me give you three quick bullets here. They that trust the Lord are promised three things. One, the strength of God to revive them in time of suffering. You may be going through some suffering right now. God is going to revive you. He's going to bless you. He's going to bring a victory to you. Amen. Secondly, the ability to rise above your difficulties. You don't have to stay in what you're in like you are. But you're going to stay there as long as you keep your eyes off of Jesus. Amen. You've got to get your heart, your life right. You've got to let God build you up. You've got to let God strengthen you. And you've got to let God bring you above that. Thank the Lord. Paul said, we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That means today, I'm not under the foot of the devil, but I got my foot on the devil in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That I've risen above the difficulties that I face. But you know, some people like to entertain difficulty. Some folks want a pity party. Some folks want everybody to feel sorry for them. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the feeling sorry mentality is going to wash out sooner or later. Get up and get going for God. Amen. Rise above your difficulties because you've got a God on your side that, listen, He didn't save you for you to lose. He saved you because He already saw you as a winner. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.